Welcome to today's meditation. And before we begin, allow me to just take a minute or two to explain what this special meditation is about. It's called Understanding Your Triggers, and it's about establishing a relationship with those parts in us that are protecting us. Because we all have parts in us which respond and react when they perceive the possibility of us getting emotionally or physically hurt and experiencing some pain. And we often try to get rid of these responses or to suppress them. However, it's really not possible to get rid of energy. The only way to transform triggers is by understanding these parts, befriending these parts that keep us safe. They are our protectors. So we want to establish a relationship with them so that we can begin to understand what more vulnerable younger parts they are protecting. So in this meditation today, which is largely based on a fabulous meditation by a senior IFS trainer called Tony Herbine Blank, I invite you to become curious about these reactive and protective impulses we all have. All right, let's begin. Allow your eyes to close if that feels right, and become aware of your breathing. Breathe all the way into your belly. With each inhale, you can allow your belly to come out. And on your exhale, your belly is getting smaller. You're breathing in relaxation. And you're becoming aware of any tensions, stresses, and you just exhale them. Just attach them to your breath and release them on your exhale. And again, breathing in relaxation and exhaling all stresses, tensions, worries you have been carrying. And again, breathing in. And on your exhale, just letting go, letting things be. Breathing in peace. And exhaling all struggles. And breathing in calm, allowing yourself to be present. And just letting go of the day or the week. Just letting it be. And then become aware of the grounding earth energy underneath your feet. And as you have a sense of that nurturing, nourishing, grounding energy, imagine that you can breathe that up through the soles of your feet, up your legs, up your spine, and you bring it all the way into the center of your chest, into your heart. And then become aware of the sky energy above your head. And draw that vast, infinite, universal or divine energy down through the top of your head. Bring it also into the center of your chest. And then allow both to happen at the same time. The grounding energy is coming up. The universal energy is coming down. And they're both meeting in your heart. Allowing the Mother Earth energy and the Father Sky energy to be centered inside of you, swirling around. And from that centered place, I invite you to bring into your mind's eye someone who does something that triggers you into a response. It might be your partner, another family member, a friend, your boss, a colleague, someone in your life that says or does something that you feel a reaction or response to. Somebody that you feel you cannot not respond to them. And as you bring that person into your mind's eye, just invite them to do that thing that gets the emotional reaction going, gets the energy moving in you, gets you to respond. And just notice what starts to happen in your body. And instead of asking this reaction inside of you to stop or go away, we're going to get to know it. We're going to ask it to give you more information. So just begin by noticing how this feels in your body. And notice what you hear yourself say to yourself about you or the other person who triggers your response. You may notice that you have an impulse. You want to say or do something in response. Perhaps you feel anger coming up or another defensive response. Or maybe your instinct is more to leave, to flee, to run away, to retreat. Just notice what that reaction is. So you're noticing your body, you're noticing your thoughts. And you're noticing your impulses, your reactions. And you just allow yourself to have this experience without judging it. And now we're going to let the person that triggers this response in you to fade out of your mind's eye. Just let them fade out. And I invite you to consider the idea that this response and reaction you're having to this other person is actually a part of you, a protective part of you that's stepping up, stepping forward to help you and keep you safe. So ask that part of you to turn away from the person it is triggered by and to turn toward you. As it's turning to face you now, ask yourself how you feel toward that protective part. And if you're feeling in any way judgmental or annoyed by it or irritated by it or distant toward it or tired of it or angry at it or anything like that, know that you're not in the right heart-centered place to get to know this part quite yet. You're not in self, and that is okay. You can get there by just asking that judgmental or annoyed or angry part that's been showing up, if it would be willing to give you some space, if it would be willing to relax and step back, so that you can get to know this protective energy with an open heart. And just notice if that part is willing to relax and step back. And then ask yourself again how you feel toward that protective part. And if you're still feeling another emotion that is not heart open curiosity, for example, maybe now you're feeling judgmental or annoyed or irritated or distant or tired of it or angry at it or anything like that toward that protective reactive energy, then you can just ask that part if it would be willing to relax and step back as well, so that you can get to know this protector with an open heart. Just being curious about it and how it is helping you. And then I invite you to drop all the way down into your heart, into the center of your chest. Just connect with a heartfelt memory, a feeling of love, laughter, joy, peace, bliss, and allow those heartfelt feelings to become really big, really strong. And notice how you feel toward the protector now. Just see if you can find some true interest, curiosity for it, clarity, maybe even compassion or connectedness. At least some openness to get to know this protector part of you. And you're going to interview it. You're going to talk to it just like you would talk to a real person. These protector parts are part of you, and they deserve to be treated with respect, with interest, with understanding, with appreciation. They deserve to be known and acknowledged. They work very hard on our behalf and carry a heavy burden. So you can just begin to invite it to tell you what it wants you to know about it. Find out what it wants you to know about its role. What is it trying to do for you? What is it worried would happen if it didn't respond the way it does for you? Really listen to what the part wants you to know. What is it afraid of if it didn't respond on behalf of you? What is its intention for you? How is it helping? Another inquiry you could make is, how long has it been doing this for you? Just take a moment to allow yourself to get that information. Just staying curious. And again, I'm going to invite you to notice how you're feeling toward this protector part. And if you need to refocus on your heart, do this now. And when you're feeling open-hearted and curious, if you're even beginning to feel compassion toward it, extend that compassion. Let the part know that you want to know it, that you are feeling this compassion. You're right there. You're paying attention. You're getting the information. You want to understand. And just notice what it's like. What is it like for this part of you to be in this dialogue with you right now? Let it know that you understand how hard it has been working for you and that you're grateful that it has been protecting you. Say thank you for what it has been doing for you for so many years now. And as you ask one more time the question, what is it afraid would happen if it didn't have this role for you? Just notice. If it is giving information about something more vulnerable. And just notice that information. There's nothing to do about it right now. There's nothing to fix in this moment. All there is to do is to notice. There possibly is a relationship between this protective part of you and a more vulnerable part of you, a younger, wounded inner child part, a younger part which feels sad or hurt or shame or pain. And you might even notice how that relationship feels in your body, how those two parts operate together. And to just keep your curiosity running, allowing yourself to get whatever information you're getting, whether it is big or it is small. In a minute, I'm going to ask you to come back. So just see if there's anything else that needs to happen inside. Anything you want to communicate to this part? Or is there anything else it needs you to know? Anything more it wants you to know about it right now? And you may want to set an intention to come back to find out more. So one more time, thank your protective part for any information it was beginning to give you. Let it know you really appreciate it. And you will be back again to continue the relationship. And then deepen your breath again. Begin the journey back into this room. Just slowly coming back in your own time and in your own way. No rushing back. Just take your time. And when you're all the way back, you can perhaps take a couple of minutes to journal on your experience, just reflecting on what protective part or protective parts you have and how that part or these parts make you behave.